Who's right? Who's wrong? Let me tell you as I rap this song. Who's right? Who's wrong? White women need a big black dong. Who's right? Who's wrong? SJ Dub's gonna get the gong. Who's right? Who's wrong? Sign up now to make Bernie strong. Who's right? Who's right? White fly. White fly. Apartheid. Apartheid. Turkish delight. Fahrenheit. 7-Eleven. All good anthems and dubs. They go to heaven. Who's right? Who's right?
What's up, buddy?
Hi.
I was struggling over here as that was playing, trying to get everything set up. I got fucking dual logos going on and shit. Everything's all fucked up. Fuck it. It's going to stay. Okay.
Fuck it. I was thinking when he was writing that song, like, was it just, let's just throw Fahrenheit. I just need another word that rhymes. So we're going to go with Fahrenheit. that word just kind of came out of nowhere.
Thank you, Dave, from the Man Brain podcast. We appreciate the song.
Fuck yeah. That's great.
So I don't know. I guess the thing that would make the most sense is to, I was going to start off talking about why I'm planning on quitting the show, but it kind of dawned on me as we were getting ready what today is. Mm-hmm. So I think it would really only be proper if we just take a minute and understand the importance of today.
A full minute?
Well, today was, sorry, I get a little choked up talking about this. Back in 1962, on September 11th, the Beatles first recorded their single "Love Me Do," and it was a monumentous moment. God damn it!
How many times did you practice that in the mirror?
Fuck! All right, fuck it. All right, now we'll just get to why I'm fucking quitting. All right, so we had a. All right, I don't know. Like, I think maybe the show's ran its course or something.
You think so?
So I've got an issue with a couple things, but and I thought I'd be able to get through them to continue recording the show. But with this thing that happened this week, it just makes me think that it's time to wrap it up. You know, we did much better than we ever anticipated that we could. We shared a lot of laughs. I'm frankly over it.
I'm over it. I'm done.
The thing that really set it off for me today, yesterday actually, was when I decided that I don't want to be a part of this anymore, is when I found out that we have a furry that listens to the show. Those of you that don't know, a furry is a person that suffers from some sort of mental illness and jerks off in a mascot suit, I think.
In a mascot suit. I don't think they call them mascot suits.
What's the difference between a furry and a mascot?
People like mascots. I think that's the only difference.
So we actually thought that this guy was trolling us, you know, just trying to get a rise out of us or something. And sure enough, he sent us a picture over. I think you're supposed to read that like a baby, but I refuse to fucking do that.
No, not happening.
But yeah, sure enough, we have a... Well, rascally raccoon. That's
so I just have it. Just every piece of information brings up 50 more fucking questions, and I just don't know where to fucking go. Like, how the next question I had, I guess, was
How do you give blowjobs with that mask on? That's what I want to know.
I want to know how you decided on raccoon. Like what? Like what?
Maybe he was just always playing in the dumpster or something. So do you think that they, like, furries look for their spirit animal and then that's the mascot head that they buy?
Yes. But when you say they look for their spirit animal, I think that's probably offensive. I think their spirit animal is just always there. You know what I mean? It's one of them type of deals.
So he had suggested that you and I should go to a convention.
Yeah.
Let's do it. I want to go to a furry convention. What are you going to go as?
I'm going to go as Anthony.
No, come on. Play along. What's your spirit animal?
No, if we're, the only way I thought about this. The only way that I would ever go to a furry convention with you is if we dressed as a horse and you were the backside.
See, now that's what I was looking for.
Joke to dress as a horse.
I've been looking for a reason to dress as a horse, and this is that reason.
All right. You know what? I mean, if we can find a horse guy, and we're not leaving the costume the whole time because I don't
want to. Wait a minute. Who am I in the back, or are you in the back?
I said you're in the back.
Fuck it, I'm out. Yeah. I'm not no horse's ass.
I'm not gonna walk around all day with my face in your ass.
I'll be eating enchiladas and shit.
It's not happening.
All right, so I've been contemplating on whether or not to reach out to is it him or it, they, them?
It's Rocky Raccoon. We'll just call him Rocky Raccoon.
I've been thinking about reaching out to him and asking him to come on the show, and because I'm genuinely curious, like, okay, I assume that he lives with his parents, mm-hmm. so does he have to hide the head, or do they think that he's like the captain of the mascot football team or some shit or whatever?
So I don't know which one's worse, if your parents support it or if they don't. I mean, like, if your parents support it, I want to make fun of your parents. But if they don't support it, then I feel bad for you. I'm at a loss every turn. I don't know what the fuck to do.
So what? I wouldn't want to have him on if it was just going to be him like going or whatever noises raccoons make.
I would. I think that would make it funnier if he did the whole, he came on the show and never spoke human. He only spoke raccoon.
I don't know. It'd be kind of cool to have a coon on, though, wouldn't it?
Yep. I feel like an asshole for making fun of him because I don't know that it's a whole lot different than just anybody that does anything that they're interested in, right? But I can't help but being judgmental about it because there's no way that I can wrap my head around it. It's fucking weird, man.
is it always, I'm asking you, like, you know, like you dress up as a fucking squirrel or something, but is it always sexual?
In my mind, yes. That's the only way he can get hard.
Is to put on a squirrel suit?
Put on a squirrel head. otherwise, what's the point? I mean, if it's not sexual, then what is it?
All right. You know what? Maybe we'll have him on. But if he starts that fucking squirrel talk, I'm out.
I would almost feel so bad to have him on because I don't know that I could be anything but an asshole. Because it's just that's all I know. When I'm scared and confused. I don't know what to do.
How big's your dick?
About 3 inches.
All right. So you got a bigger dick. So you're gonna have to be the back of the horse. I've decided that we're gonna let whoever's riding in the back or whoever's the back of the horse, we're gonna have a little cutout. We're gonna have a little cutout for our dicks to hang out.
That'll be like the udders.
Yeah, maybe we should be a cow. Horse
udders. No, we're a fucking horse. We're just gonna be a horse with udders.
Actually, it might just look like a couple nipples, like not even udders, just little mushroom caps.
Perfect.
Like we're smuggling dimes. Oh shit. Fuck! All right. So furry guy, is that what furry guy,
fur burger?
I was gonna say expect a call, but I'm not gonna call you. I won't write you. I expect you to write me and tell me when you're available to come on. I want to remind everybody to go to our Patreon page, patreon.com/who'sright. Please consider supporting us over there. We're going through some hard times here in
Doug's, we are. Doug's quitting. That's the hardest part.
Oh yeah, I forgot I'm quitting. I don't fuck the Patreon. I don't care.
You went into this whole thing about you're quitting and then like, go to our Patreon. I totally forgot that I'm quitting.
I might stick it out one more week to talk to this guy.
I appreciate that. I don't want to talk to him alone.
So I have to ask you this. It's the only way I know how to bring it up. Mm-hmm. So I already know the answer, but we're going to pretend like I don't.
Sure.
So I don't know if you heard it or not, but I was on WATP this week.
Oh, I did. It was super good. I didn't even know you were going to be on. I just happened to hear it.
You don't have to like be really fucking odd about it.
Sorry. Yes, it was good.
So, yeah, anyway, I was hoping you would elaborate. I don't have anything else after that.
No, actually, it was really funny. You had some I wish that I would have listened back a little bit more to prepare, but you had some fucking killer one-liners that I wish I could remember what the fuck they were now, but I just remember I was laughing my ass off. And I think that those other two, Kroger or whatever the fuck his name is, and Carl.
Grocery store
and Carl. They, I don't think they were expecting it, 'cause it seemed like some of them you caught them off guard, you know?
I think you can go to whoarethese.com. I think that's it. Check that out. It's always fun on that show.
Yeah. The show you guys reviewed was fucking terrible. I mean, it always is, but this one was especially bad.
Fiverr discussion. So you and I had talked about, so here's the premise, right? Those of you that listen to this on the podcast, as opposed to on YouTube, we don't, by we, I mean me, I don't do a very good job of putting show notes in. So what I wanted was originally somebody that listens to the show, I would send the file to them early and they could write the show notes for us. And then we would like pretend to be your friend or something. I don't know. But my thought was we take this episode and send it to some poor fuck on Fiverr.
Yeah.
And have them create our show notes for us.
Yeah. But give them no background on the show or anything.
Right.
Send them the file.
So in my investigation, it appears that it's the same cost to have somebody do your show notes as it is to have somebody transcribe it. So we could just pay somebody to transcribe the whole episode.
And put that in our show notes.
I was thinking we'll just throw that on our Patreon or something. If like, let's say you're in a church and you can't get enough of us, you can read our podcast.
So maybe we put our podcast out as an ebook series and just stop podcasting. Just put it out as an ebook series and that's it. You can just read it.
I'm trying to think of something. I want to say something just so fucked up that they will get to it when they're transcribing it and then say, yeah, I'm not doing that. I'm done. Here's your money back.
So let's just keep doing the show. I'm sure it'll happen. It always seems to go in a strange direction. It always seems to go that direction. Something that's just fucking outrageous.
The altar boy blew his load in the priest's mouth.
See, it always seems to go in that direction.
Yep, that was natural. Wasn't forced at all.
Nope, that was just regular part of the conversation. What do you mean?
All right, so now we're free and clear because I'm sure there's nothing coming after that as far as our transcription services.
Right.
I am happy to report that we have our three contestants chosen for our game that we talked about last week.
Yeah.
I think we're going to record that next week.
I think it'll be pretty fun.
Yeah.
I'm kind of excited about it, actually.
I don't even know that I got all the emails and shit, and there was three people that I kind of communicated with.
Yeah.
I'm not exactly positive that I told everybody who was picked. I know I picked them. I just don't know if they know.
I saw that you put them on the board. I just assumed that you put them on the board and notified them. So maybe not. Maybe this is their notification.
Yeah. So if you're one of the people that submitted an email, you might be one of them that's chosen. I'll let you know.
Oh, this is great.
I don't know what you want. This is as good as I can prepare.
I think this is the best show we've ever done.
Yeah, this is a week's worth of preparation. This is what it looks like.
Maybe we should start doing a show every other week to give out the quality, you know? You think we'd get better if we put it off?
Shit, we got... You know what? I'm going to... normally we would do the voicemails at the end, but I'm going to play these now to get them out of the way.
Okay.
Because we'll end up forgetting.
Yeah, yeah.
We always forget.
Motherfucker. Wrong computer. This is sucks.
Fuck it. We'll do it live.
Hold, please. All right.
Hey, Doug. Hey, Anthony. This is Jaden Smith again. I called a while ago. All right, let me just get straight to the point. I'm in a death metal band in Indiana. And I wanted to contact you to see if we couldn't write a new intro or outro song.
Yes. Next.
Next.
Did I lose you?
No. I'm still
here. Yes. Please write us a theme song. I can't imagine anything more metal than an Indiana hardcore band.
So your reaction was, yes, write us a theme song. My reaction was, is this guy serious? Does he really want to write us a theme song? If you're serious and if you are in a metal band, yes, I'm on board.
Anyway, yeah.
I have a problem believing when people say they want to do nice things. But people aren't nice.
Because you're a fucking asshole.
Yeah, exactly. People aren't nice. My only experience with the world is me.
So those of you that sent voicemails in that aren't getting played, it's because they were boring, quite frankly.
It's because they suck. What do you think this is, the official podcast?
I couldn't figure out a way to make content out of them, so thanks for calling in. Here's another one.
This is Brenda. I'm calling from Texas, and you guys suck, and I doubt you'll ever take official podcast people. Love you, Kaya.
All right. Let's break this one down. First, Brenda, that is the whitest fucking name.
Yeah.
So
white people.
I don't know what she said. Hi, this is Brenda. You guys suck. I don't know if you'll never take the official podcast people. Like, yeah, they're trying to fucking kidnap people.
Yeah, I don't know what that means. So there are 7.2 million podcasts. We're not in all competition with each other. Everybody, it's not a competition.
Yes, it is. The competition is strictly between us and Married as Fuck.
Right. Let's talk about that. let's get ourselves into more trouble with that.
Anyway, and apparently she has the hots for Kaya. So whoever's mom this is, I know that you are in the Discord. I don't remember your name right off the top of my head, but I think your mom might be kind of a... you know, so we are actually going to talk to this lady next week. I want to get to the bottom of what the fuck it is her problem is, because I don't care for this kind of attitude.
You don't like it when people tell you you suck?
For no, what the fuck did I do to her?
So is there nothing? Is there any podcasts or anything that I guess that you share with your daughter, like if there was a voicemail, you and your daughter would both call and go on the show? Or doesn't that seem strange?
Yeah, that ain't happening.
That's what I mean. Like, was she like 12 when she gave birth, and like, so they connect because they're both real young? I don't understand. I'm confused.
You think her and her son both have the hots for Kaya?
Yeah, yes, I do think that. But that was, I mean, I wasn't even gonna go there. I just assume everybody that came here from the official podcast has the hots for Kaya. I mean, if you just look at the messages and, you know, the way people talk, that's just the way it seems to go.
Anyway, yeah.
Kaya's head must be fucking huge, you know?
So we're going to talk to her next week. I want to get to the bottom of why she feels the need to call and attack us. I want to find out just how fucking tough this mom is face to face, voice to voice.
Voice to voice.
And then this is the last one. I think this is directed to you.
Jesus Christ, Anthony, you are the worst fucking co-host I've ever heard on any podcast. I can't imagine being Doug. Holy shit. Thanks for Kaya. I actually got around to listening to your backlog. And oh my God, I can't freaking understand you, man. You are the dumbest. Jesus.
I'm thinking he couldn't figure out how to get out of the call.
Cool.
What's your thought on being the worst co-host in the history of podcasts?
I think it's an honor. I would love to have whoever that girl is on and talk to her about why she thinks that.
What are the odds that it's going to be the same person that wears a raccoon head so we can just knock two birds out with one stone?
I hope so. That would make my position on his hobby so much easier for me. So if you left that voicemail, I want you to come on. Like, just explain yourself.
How are you going to prove it? Because we're going to get multiple people reaching out. All right.
I'll talk to all of them. I don't care.
The secret code is 7. So only the person.
Perfect. It doesn't matter. I'll talk to all of them. Even the imposters. I don't care. I'm not a good podcast host. I think we've established that like years and years and years in, right? I mean, it's okay. But thanks for listening, though. But come on, I want you to come on and explain yourself. Explain why. I want to know in detail.
Yourself.
Yeah. Explain yourself. I want to know in detail why you think I'm the worst, but the worst, because I've heard some pretty shitty podcast hosts.
All right, I'm going to jump to this Fanny's Cafe story.
Fanny's Cafe. Right. I don't see it.
Google bans Family Cafe for offensive content for posting a photo of British dish, faggots, and peas.
Oh.
Google told the owner of an award-winning UK cafe called the Fanny's Rest Stop that she was promoting inappropriate and offensive. Do I hear you giggling as I'm reading?
Yeah. Fanny's Rest Stop. Are you kidding me? Do you expect me not to laugh at that?
Promoting inappropriate and offensive content after she was trying to advertise her business by promoting a meal of faggots and peas on the platform. Joe Evans Pring, 63, turned to her friend Chris Barnbrook for help setting up her online presence to promote her business. The advertising was going well for her until Google began to reject her advert, according to the Daily Mail. Oddly enough, for no particular reason, this is the only article that I am anticipating that I will read all the way through. I'm a complete technophobe, so I asked Chris to take care of posting stuff on the internet for me. We set up a website and Facebook page to attract the locals to the cafe. Fanny's has been doing really well because of the internet campaign. We've noticed a big change in the past couple of weeks. People have been coming from a little further afield because we're paying for adverts when they Google for places to eat. I posted an advert on the website for Fanny's Faggots with peas and onion gravy, a pretty traditional meal. Stop it. You're fucking up the audio.
I can't help it.
I posted an advert on the website for Fanny's Faggots with peas and onion gravy, a pretty traditional meal and one of my favorites on the 27th. But then Evans Spring received an email from Google the day after a new advert went live telling her that her advert had been removed. Recently, a post was removed from your business profile, the email said. To help ensure your post create a positive experience for users, please review our content policy. Me and Chris had a look. And then realized they moved the faggots one. And stop it.
Sorry.
And we couldn't think it was for any other reason than having the word faggots in it, said Evan Spring. Faggots is a traditional British dish and has long. I might read this article every single week.
I'm okay with that.
Faggots is a traditional British dish and has long been popular in the Midlands of England as well as the Mid and South Wales. It's made from minced off cuts and offal and is often served with gravy and peas. But the word faggot was likely misunderstood by Google's algorithms, and Google probably thinks that it's referring to the pejorative. Evan Spring said that she was absolutely startled by what's happened and claims the world's gone totally mad if people are getting all worked up over that. She added, people need to spend their time dealing with real problems, not like whether or not the word faggots when selling that meal is hateful. We thought it might be for the word faggots, which we felt was a bit ironic, as the cafe anyway is called Fanny's. The term fanny is British slang for referring to female genitals. See if there's any more. Here we go. I don't really associate the word faggots with anything offensive, and yet someone has made a decision that's affecting my livelihood. Thinking all the nasty stuff that's wrong on the internet, why are they wasting their time with Fanny's Rest Stop Cafe? We're just asking what the world is coming to. I don't even have an opinion on this article.
you just wanted an excuse to say faggot a bunch of times? I seriously was expecting to get to the end of this article, and then her last quote was going to be like, why can't these faggots just stop? I'm like, the whole article, she's playing it straight, and then just right at the end, she comes in with the hook, you know?
I think it's funny how, I think you and I had this discussion very early on in the show about how words change meanings.
Mm-hmm.
And this kind of goes along with that. If it's a traditional meal called faggots,
yeah,
and just because a few hateful people in the United States have made that word mean something else,
uh-huh,
now they can't sell faggots anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's wrong. I do. I think
I agree with you. So, where does that leave us? That leaves us with
no faggots.
at this particular time, no faggots. No faggots or bees. But in the future, I mean, if we allow, I say allow, like we're just going to go fucking stop them. But if we don't stop this now, where does it stop? I mean, they're just going to take every word that they want. You know, like, they're trying to take away retard. Like, I can't say retard anymore. You know what I mean? That annoys me because there ain't another word that describes it. There's not another word that I can use when the word I mean is retard.
That was stupid. That was retarded.
Wait, see? It's retarded. I mean, is there another word? They're taking away words, and I like the word retard, and they're taking it from me.
But you don't like it in the same way that you like faggots, right? I mean, you like faggots a whole different kind of way.
Yeah. Totally different way.
I mean, you don't put retards up your butt, right?
Nope. Retards don't make my pants tight. Can we name the show that? Can we get in trouble?
No. Well, yeah, that is kind of hateful.
Is it? Is how is that hateful?
It would be okay if you said retards made my pants tight.
Oh, that's not hateful?
No. Because you're saying you're turned on by them. Like, I think you can say retarded faggots do it for me. And I think you'll be okay. But if you said retarded faggots don't do it for me, then that's hate speech.
Oh, see, now I'm starting to learn the rules. Nothing I say is out of hate. Everything is out of love. I love saying the word retard, and I want you retards to stop telling me I can't say it.
Wait, you missed a... All right, we're going to do this in post. What I want you to say is, I love saying the word retard, and you retards can't stop me from saying faggot.
There we go. We'll cut that in.
Throw a cunt in there, too.
That cunt. Yeah. This is British, right? So they say... it's the Australians that say cunt all the time, isn't it? So when you hear the word fanny, do you think of female genitals? Because I don't. I never think of... I think of butts. There's butts.
Isn't a female genital, isn't that in their part, in their butt part of that or something?
They have a front butt and a back butt.
Yeah. If
yes.
If you put your dick in somebody's butt, that's their genitals, right?
Once you put your dick in it, it becomes genitals. It becomes female genitals. Like the couch cushion, that's female genitals.
See, that's what I thought.
That's the rules.
You either put it in hard or you put it in genital.
I see what you did there.
Faggot check.
We worked that in there. We even managed to work retard and cunt into that one.
Yeah, you know what? I wish I wouldn't have said cunt.
Why?
Because it was forced, like I was trying to be edgy or something.
You are. The whole that's all this is. That's all we do is try to be edgy. We're like 40-year-old dudes trying to act like 12-year-old edgy kids.
Cunt.
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 I don't understand why that's such a...
if that don't drive up our Patreon subscription, I don't know what will.
Right. What I don't know why that word is so offensive. That's a weird one to me. Like, who's it offending? I mean, who takes offense to the word cunt? If you take offense to the word cunt, stop being a cunt. I don't understand. That's a choice that you make.
What's a choice? To be offended?
To be a cunt. No?
No, I don't.
You don't think so? You think people just, they're just born that way?
Well, so when you say that, what does that mean? What does it mean when you say stop being a cunt? What does it mean to be a cunt? How's that different than being a bitch?
Well, I think a cunt is like the next level after a bitch, right?
That depends. What if I hate bitches more than I hate cunts? Then I'd rather you be a cunt than be a bitch.
That's just confusing. That doesn't even make any sense. Why?
So I'm not allowed to have my own level?
No.
I got to follow the levels that you've set forth.
Yes, bitch is under cunt. Absolutely.
What's before bitch?
Like you're being kind of shitty, but I don't know if there's one word. You know what I mean? Like kind of shitty. And then bitch and then cunt. And then before that, like, yeah, perfectly pleasant. It goes perfect. You're being perfectly pleasant. Well, you're being kind of shitty. You're being a bitch. You are a fucking cunt. Like that.
What's after that?
Murder? I don't know.
Okay, so comparatively then, is there, if you're talking to a friend of yours that's a dude. Mm-hmm. Okay, no, let's say you're talking to your boyfriend. Uh-huh. All right. Perfectly reasonable. That lines up across the sexes.
Right.
And then you're being kind of shitty. Mm-hmm. That, I guess that also just translates over.
You're being kind of an asshole.
Okay, then for bitch.
So I think it goes asshole. You're being kind of an asshole when you're being a fucking dickhead. And then, fuck, I don't know if there is one for cunt, is there?
So maybe that's why they get so offended, because we've made up a word that.
Whoa, I didn't make it up.
Yes, you did.
Oh, I guess I didn't know I did. I'm perpetuating the stereotype of women being cunts sometimes. Is that what you're saying?
I think that people hate that word because they've been told they're supposed to hate that word.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean anything.
Just the phonetic way it's pronounced sounds bad, I think. Cunt. It just sounds like rough around the edges, you know?
Like sandpaper.
Right. Like it sounds like something you're not supposed to say.
Yeah, who wants their pussy to be talked about like it's sandpaper?
Right.
Now I understand it.
I think we should change, stop calling women cunts and call them fuckface. I like fuckface better. I don't know. Have you ever called a woman a cunt? I don't know that I've ever called a woman a cunt before.
Yeah, I got punched in the nose immediately afterwards.
I can't imagine in real life, other than what the interaction that me and you just had, I can't imagine where I would ever want to call somebody a cunt.
So have you ever told your wife she's being kind of a bitch?
Yeah.
Okay, now we're on to something here.
Why?
I was really wanting to get out of this whole conversation about the C word, but...
Oh, God. You are retarded.
But you are the R word. So what I was... Here's what I'm latching on to now.
Mm-hmm.
So you have empowered that word as well. You just said that your wife has started acting shitty to a point where you tell her you're being kind of a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
And the next level from that up is you're being a cunt.
Mm-hmm.
So you're telling me that every time you've told her she's being kind of a bitch, that mm-hmm. she just like did some self inflection or reflection. And you know what? You're right. Maybe I should settle down.
That is exactly how it happens.
Oh, okay.
You are right. Maybe I should settle down.
Thank you for bringing that to my attention.
Yes. That's exactly what she wrote me a very nice letter.
So what you said, I'll translate for everybody listening at home. What you said was, I can never imagine a situation where I'd want to call a girl a cunt. Mm-hmm. And what you meant was, I can never imagine a situation where I'd have the balls to call somebody a cunt.
To their face. Right. Yes. Right. Yeah. Thanks for translating that. Does that make me look better or worse?
Worse, I think. My opinion is worse.
Fuck you, cunt. Why worse?
Because you just said that word should have no meaning mm-hmm. or doesn't have any meaning. Mm-hmm. Then they're being cunts for being cunts. Don't be cunty and you won't be called a cunt.
I stand by that.
But then when it comes to your wife.
I didn't say it like that. Like, don't be cunty and I won't call you a cunt. I didn't say it like that.
All right. I would like you to go grab your portable recorder and mm-hmm. go out. Just peek your head in the living room and call your wife a cunt. Say, if you're not cunty, I won't call you a cunt. And then
I get extra points if both my kids are sitting there watching TV?
You have a daughter, right?
Yes.
Call her a cunt too.
Yeah. And would it be even better if my wife's not even in there? I just poke my head in. She's not even in there. Just the kids.
Shut the TV off, cunt.
Oh, shit.
And then your son starts crying. Shut up, you little faggot.
Right. Oh, shit.
God, you're both retarded. All right. That was fun. All right. I'm going to jump to this. I got to see what a cop porn.
Cop porn.
As I read this story, this is what I picture you as a cop.
All right.
Policeman. I don't know why they wrote that. Actually, that's just the way I read it. Policeman, like I was a fucking 4-year-old.
Firefighters.
Policeman, 44, used grieving family's TV account to download porn while they left him alone in their home to wait for Undertaker to collect body of 14-year-old son who had killed himself. That is a long fucking sentence. That is not how you write sentences.
That's not how you write sentences. I like that.
A grieving father believed his child had been accessing pornography before he killed himself after a police officer downloaded adult clips from their TV account, a court heard. PC Avi Maharaja.
So his name is PC? I don't understand here.
I think it's political correctness.
Oh, okay.
Was at Graham and Allison Miller's home in Earlsfield, Southwest London, after the death of their 14-year-old son, Harry, on February 11th last year. As he waited alone for the Undertaker, like the wrestler? You think
that's what I was thinking, that the fucking wrestler's coming to their house?
Bong! I get sidetracked too easily. For the Undertaker to arrive to collect the body, he used the family's Virgin Media account to make a 25.96 squiggly pornography purchase.
How much can you buy with 25.96 squigglies?
I can look it up. Why don't they just use the dollar sign like everybody else? Nobody knows what this fucking squiggly means.
I just want to know how many pornographies you can buy with 29.96 squigglies.
Prosecutor Rose Edwin said on 11 February 2018, following the death of Harry Miller, he was a 14-year-old boy who committed suicide. The defendant attended the address. He was left alone in the address, waiting the arrival of the Undertaker to remove the body. Anyway, this cop goes in and so kid killed himself.
Yeah.
They call the cops.
Yeah.
Cop shows up. Family's there. I'm sure they're probably a little distraught. I don't know why they left. I mean, I assume, like, I can understand not wanting to be in the house, but not just like, all right, well, you hang out here. We're taking off.
We're going to go get something to eat.
So then he went onto their whatever streaming account, downloaded, purchased porn, and then put it on his thumb drive and left.
While the kid was dead in the house?
I assume the kid never got back up.
Yeah. What? So wait a minute. How? Me? When I'm a guy? Fuck you.
any chance that you have to get free pornography, you're going to jump on it.
He paid for it. It wasn't free.
It was free to him. He charged the family.
Oh, yeah. I'm back in. I don't have 25.96 squigglies.
I don't know. I don't think that he should be fired. I don't think.
Yeah, out of a cannon into a fucking wall. Are you kidding me? You don't think he should be fired?
No.
What? Why?
Okay.
Okay. I want you to defend his actions. That's what we're looking for.
Okay. Here. If we're gonna role play, then I'm gonna wear latex.
All right. Let me get my squirrel suit. Hold on.
All right. So if we're going to role play, then you are the cross-examining lawyer and I'm this cop on the stand.
Uh-huh. So go. So the first question, so let me get the facts straight here. You went into their house, the kid's dead in the bedroom, just killed himself, parents leave, and the first thing you think is I'm going to download pornography on their computer, television, whatever it is. Is that correct?
That's leading the witness.
Wait, you're the witness.
Right, but I've also got to be the judge because you're not the judge.
I can't be the judge too.
I object. You're free overruled. To go, sir. Case dismissed. See how easy that was? I got off.
For the second time.
Yeah. So, okay, if...
I don't know that we can judge this case without knowing... What?
We can't judge it without actually seeing the exact movies that were downloaded.
Right. That's all right. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Do you think that a cop should be fired for stealing 25 squigglies worth of porn?
Yes.
Just all, no matter what.
Yes. If you are a cop and you steal, yes, you should be fired immediately. That should be, yes.
Okay. What if somebody does the job that you do?
Yes.
And they steal 25 squigglies. Do you think they should be fired?
Yeah, circumstantial, depending on what happens.
It's not circumstantial. It's still stealing. Why? So you think cops should be held to a higher standard than everybody else?
Yeah.
Okay, I agree.
All right. I thought we were going to go somewhere else with that.
Okay. What if he was stealing 25 squigglies worth of food to feed a family that was sitting outside?
Was it his family?
No, it's a strange family under blankets. Like they are, all families in England are always around barrels with blankets over them,
with fingerless gloves. So right. Are they? Is the family white or black?
Which one gains more sympathy?
I don't know. I wasn't sure where I was going with that. Okay. I just thought it would be funny. They're a mixture. You threw me off there.
The dad is...
They're mixed.
I got it. It is a... It's not, you think it's a family when you walk up on them. Mm-hmm. It's one white girl, about 18 years old, and five black guys. You know, uh-huh. Like you like them.
Uh-huh. And he's trying to feed them?
No. So there's five black guys and one... 18-year-old girl. One 18-year-old girl around a burning barrel with fingerless gloves. And there, as the cop walks by, she says, you know, like, oh, I'm so hungry and all as I eat is sperm. And I'm, and he says, I'm going to go steal squigglies, 25 squigglies worth of food for you. What would you like?
You wait here.
Okay, so all that happens, uh-huh. and he gets caught for stealing the 25 squigglies worth of food. Mm-hmm. Should he be fired for trying to feed a poor white girl?
No, not at all.
Okay, there's the problem.
Where?
I don't know, but there's
but there's definitely a problem.
Well, if you think that it's okay for him to steal for one reason and not the other, stealing is still stealing.
No, it's not. If it's food, it's not stealing. Food should be free to everybody.
Okay, what if he has a cucumber fetish and he's stealing the food to shove it up his ass?
Food, still food.
All right.
That's how you eat it. And it's even better if it's a watermelon fetish up your ass. Right, doesn't matter.
I guess if you're consistent.
I'm not. Well, so you lost me here. He stole the food to feed the white girl. You never even mentioned the black guys. Like, you just brought that up just because.
Well, because I knew that if it was just a white girl, you would probably try to take her as your own.
But if for my harem.
But if she's surrounded by five black guys, you are automatically know what that means. And then I figured you'd be more sympathetic to her.
I don't have an argument.
Right.
More sympathetic, huh? Fair enough.
Are you going to be more sympathetic or less sympathetic to a white girl that is stretched or not stretched?
I would say more sympathetic if she's stretched.
Right.
Right.
And that's because you're not a racist person.
Oh, all right, cool. I like where this is going then. All right, good.
Oh, if you were racist, you would say, no, if she's stretched, then not my race, traitor. All right. Next.
Next. I think we covered that pretty thoroughly.
Fuck. I hate doing this. I don't know how to do this and not be lying.
Like not sound douchey or lie about it.
Yeah. Okay.
So just say it.
Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
You want to talk
about his special? Yeah, I saw it.
So have I.
Yeah.
Moving on.
All right. Next topic.
I don't understand what the big deal is about it. I was expecting. Do you remember the other week where I said when there's a something with a bunch of hoopla, I generally try to avoid it?
Sure.
This is why. I was expecting like the best stand-up special that I have ever heard in my entire fucking life, based off of everything that was being said about it.
Uh-huh.
And then I played it and it was good.
Yeah.
I mean I thought the Ricky Gervais special from a year ago was better.
I can't tell if it's me or if the comedy is just not as good as I was when I was younger or whatever, but it doesn't seem like there's anybody that I can think of off the top of my head that is just killing it. You know, any specials that I've seen lately. So I guess I don't know what I was expecting, but I think people feel like they have to take a side, and it makes their side seem more relevant if they take the side that this is like a watershed moment for Dave Chappelle. This is the best special he's ever had. So if you don't like it, it's because you're too sensitive or whatever. But maybe there are people who don't like it because it just wasn't that great. I mean, I think it was okay.
Yeah, it was. There was nothing there that I thought would make me sit down and write an article.
No. I mean, either way, good or bad. I think that, like, as far as the offensive parts, it wasn't offensive. There was nothing offensive. Like, it was like, it reminded me of like 90s, early 2000s style humor.
All right. I'm not going to turn this into, I know it sounds like I'm attacking you for your porn viewing habits, but I don't even want to get into the details of that, other than we have agreed that watching an excessive amount of porn will desensitize you.
Yeah. Is that okay? Yeah, absolutely.
So do you think the same thing applies to you as far as comedy?
I hope not. I guess I never really thought about it that way. Fuck, I don't know. I mean, that kind of caught me off guard. I've literally never thought about it that way.
So if you are a typical suburban somebody or whatever, mm-hmm. and the market is saturated with the fucking cable guy and who are these other fucking comedians that are getting a bunch of press that aren't worth a fuck?
Fuck, what's that dude that takes his shirt off? Bert Kreischer?
Yeah, that perfect example. So you take somebody like that and you put him up on a pedestal as being somebody that's really, really funny, which I got a side story about him because of the fucking spit roast show me and Kyle were doing. I did all this investigation, like hours of research, pulling clips on Bert Kreischer. And then at the last minute, we pulled the plug on doing that episode. Now I've got all this fucking Bert Kreischer knowledge.
You
got
to put it out there.
I am just waiting to fucking vomit up the next time I hear somebody say, you know, I really like Bert Kreischer. Let me tell you something, you motherfucker. But anyway, yeah, that's what I was getting at is you take somebody that is, say, averagely funny, if that's a thing, and you put him up on this pedestal, and now he is a comedy god. And that's what you get used to, is that type of bullshit. And then Dave Chappelle comes with the same shit that he's been doing for years, and it's new to you.
Yeah, I mean, maybe that's it, because when all this shit first started happening with you went on WATP, and after that, Luis J. Gomez was talking about you on Real-Ass Podcast or whatever. I think that Luis J. Gomez is a funny person, so I went and I listened to his stand-up special. Did you ever listen to it?
No.
It's not good. It sounds just amateurish to me. It's and I know that people are going to be like, who, fuck you for judging, you're an amateur, whatever. I'm allowed to have my fucking opinion. I don't have to be a professional.
You're getting pissed off at people that didn't say anything to you.
Yeah, I know. See, I'm already expecting it, fuckers. But anyways, so I think Luis J. Gomez is a funny person. I think the Real Ass Podcast can be funny sometimes. Legion of Skanks, fun. It's okay. It's funny sometimes. But his stand-up, it just wasn't funny. It was like...
What does that have to do with Chappelle?
It's the same type of thing. Like it was more like it was offensive. Like he wanted to be shocking. You know what I mean?
But you mean like two fucking boomers who just say pussy and cunt over and over and over again.
Right. But we're funny.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
I mean, come on. Fuck. You just deflated the whole thing.
Yeah, they're not smart with their use of the word cunt like we are.
Right. Whatever. Anyways, I don't know what my fucking point was. It just seems like if you just say, I mean, I think we're kind of perfect proof, right? If you just say offensive things, people like it. I don't know if it's like the pendulum swinging the other way from fucking Hannah Gatsby
I don't think you can just get on and say offensive things. I don't know. I don't have any smart thoughts after that.
Okay.
It's no different than my favorite dish, right? So you can't just have all faggots and no peas. You got to have a little bit of both.
All right.
What?
Now, which all right, in our show, which one's the faggot and which one's the pee?
I think it's a combination that we're both a little bit faggy and we're both a little bit pee.
I don't think you can use the word faggy. That doesn't translate. That doesn't translate into that dish. That's just offensive.
So first I have to look up to see what that dish is.
It's like, what, didn't it say Olaf? Or
I wasn't listening. I don't know.
It was like cow intestines or something, right?
I want to know if it's something that I just want to go somewhere and order it. All right. I just want to order some faggots and peas.
I don't think you can.
I can do whatever the fuck I want.
So did you watch the Hannah Gatsby special? Did any of it?
Yeah. You sent it to me and said, we need to watch this and talk about it. And I put it on for 42 seconds or something. And then I messaged you back and said, yeah, that's not going to happen.
So maybe I'm fucking wrong, but I think that what happened was there was such a huge push for that in the media pushed that as the greatest comedy special of all time. And people, like regular people, were like, what? This isn't fucking comedy. This is terrible. And they started to understand that the reviewers have no fucking clue what they're talking about. So then when the reviewers come in and say, Dave Chappelle, you know, you don't even need to watch this because this is the worst thing ever. People are understand that that means I should probably watch it. And then you don't think so?
I disagree. I think people are so fucking stupid that when they say whatever Hannah Gatsby, whatever the fuck her name is the funniest comedian of our time. Mm-hmm. People just go, oh, OK, well, I guess this is what comedy is now. I'm yay.
Yay. I hope not.
You know that to be true. I mean, that's the whole, isn't that why we have a media, is to let people know what they're supposed to think?
Yeah.
I don't want to turn this into that. I'm pro media. I want to get a media pass.
Pro media. So do you think we could get a media pass to one of them furry conventions?
I ain't showing my fucking face there. I'm going to wear a mask.
No, in our horse costume. we're the media. Like that scene from fucking Wayne's World. We got the fucking backstage pass, but we're in the horse costume.
Comic book guy, I need you to give us a mock-up of us in a horse costume
trying to get into a furry convention.
No, so, that's gonna, I want, that'll be a t-shirt.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Just you and I in a horse costume.
It reads like a bad political cartoon. Like I can just see like the styling would look like a bad political cartoon with the fucking furry convention in the background and us in the horse costume and somebody saying some stupid joke.
I need it to be like X-ray and it shows Anthony eating my ass and me not enjoying it because I'm not a faggot.
I told you I'm in the front. So. Back to the furry conversation. I completely forgot to ask. This was a very important question. I want to know if those furry costumes are special made, if they're expensive, where you buy them. So if you decided, like, I'm going to be a furry, where do you go? What do you do? I mean, how would one go about being a furry?
Fine. I'm looking into it.
All right. I thought you were looking into faggots and peas.
Just one of them. I got sidetracked. Sorry. Where to buy a furry costume, whatever. I think you have to make your own. It is. It's all fucking mascot places. They're just fucking mascots.
They're just mascots. They're just mascots that the football players don't even like.
All right. Wait a minute. All right, I'm pulling this up on the screen if you want to switch over that.
I do. Hold on. All right. All right, what do we got?
Hold on. I'm struggling with my technology here. All right.
Don't worry, we'll cut all this out in post.
Oh, please. All right. There we go.
Oh, furry suits.
I want the Wizard of Oz.
That's hilarious because that's exactly what I was thinking right when you pulled that up. I'm like, is that from the fucking Wizard of Oz?
All right. So there is a chance that I could be a furry then, because I would not be opposed to running around with this and getting blowjobs and shit.
So I'm out. So right below that, there's a pair of mittens for $70. How are you going to jack a guy off with those? I don't understand.
Oh, that wouldn't feel bad. Well, couldn't you just like super glue a pocket pussy to it or something?
That's the only way it would be okay. Is this?
God, it is too commonplace, man. They're looking at this pop socket that says, don't worry, be furry.
Come on. Fucking kidding me with this.
I wonder if I could get a furry to be attracted to me if I wore this fucking tail. I'm out. I can't do that. I'm not going. You're going to have to go on your own.
I can't. What this makes me feel like or think, I guess, is that the internet has left me behind. Like I feel like every time I get on the internet, I can go on. Mainly what I go on is Reddit. But if I go on a Reddit subreddit about politics or anything like that, I guarantee you, no matter what subreddit it is, there's going to be a picture of fucking SpongeBob SquarePants. Like, no matter what the conversation is, no matter, we could be talking about fucking genocide in Rwanda. Somebody is putting up a fucking picture of SpongeBob SquarePants. I don't understand. It's like they just literally left me behind. I don't get it. I feel so old.
All right.
Nothing?
You don't
feel old?
I don't.
You should.
I understand why they do that with SpongeBob.
So it's you. You're posting fucking, you got a hard drive full of SpongeBob SquarePants pictures that you post in every subreddit.
SpongeBob and Spider-Man. All right. I want to do this story and then I think we're done. I don't know.
First, I want you to tell me why they do that with SpongeBob.
I'm not telling you. Bank accidentally deposits $120,000 in couple's account. They spend most of it, then get charged with theft.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine waking up one day to find an extra. Long story short, I'm not going to read this thing. all right. That's all we got.
All right. See ya.
So, no, wait a minute. So this is what I wanted to read.
All right.
The couple reportedly splurged on a camper, a Chevy, and a race car, according to a state trooper. It just struck me as odd that they said, you know, a camper. I understand what that is. A Chevy could be any number of fucking things.
1972 Chevy something that's shitty. I don't know cars. Some shitty car.
So they got a deposit in their bank account. For 120 grand, noticed it, and then spent it. And then several days later, they got arrested for spending the money.
So my mind was changed as I read this story, right? When I read the headline, I was like, well, that's fucking bullshit. It was the fucking bank's fault. They, you know, maybe they just don't keep good track of their finances and shit. And then as I read farther, it said they bought a fucking race car and a camper. And then it said they both separately admitted that they knew the money wasn't theirs and that it was a bank mistake, but they spent it anyways. Like, you fucking assholes. You just ruined everything. I was on your side.
All right. So you can't. That kind of shows. Are you fucking retarded? Are you dense? Like, do you think this
is that two questions or one?
How can somebody be so mad at their money or so bad with their money that they find themselves in a situation where they go out and think they have the money to buy a camper and a race car and a Chevy, not knowing, well, you know what? I just thought it was there.
That's exactly what I said. So if you get direct deposit and you make an okay amount of money, I'm one of them. You don't check your bank account. You just buy the things that you need because you just have money deposited every week. And you know that my normal spending habits aren't going to exceed that. Right. So I thought maybe that's what happened. Maybe they got the money got deposited.
I bet if we got your wife on right now and said, how much money do you guys have in the bank? She would know within 10 bucks.
Yeah. After she checked.
No, just off the top of her head.
Yeah, maybe.
You don't pay attention.
I could tell you down to the $1,000. Plus or minus $1,000, I could tell you.
Okay, so I don't want to get into the specifics of your bank account, but I have to assume if I was to say, could you go use your debit card right now to go buy a camper and a truck and a race car?
Not all three at the same time.
Right.
No, or one at a time. No, I could not.
I'm trying to think if I really believe this or if I'm just, I think they should be allowed to keep the money or at the very least not go to jail for it.
Yeah. I don't think they should go to jail. Well, maybe they should. I don't know. Once they admit that, like, yeah, I knew it wasn't mine and I spent it anyways. Once you say that, yeah, you should never have said that. You always just play dumb. I didn't know. It's called plausible deniability. I mean, you know, you can't ever just say, yeah, I knew I did wrong. Don't ever admit to doing wrong.
Okay, so what if they found it in a briefcase full of cash on the side of the road?
It's yours.
Then see, that's my thought. How is this any different? If you find a briefcase full of cash, you know it's not yours. Like, oh, did I accidentally leave that on the side of the road?
So how is it plausible different? Deniability. Maybe they did. I don't know how it's different. I can't.
That's how life works. You know, okay.
That's how life works.
About 5 years ago, maybe a little bit longer, out in the middle of the road, I found a wallet. Okay. And I opened up the wallet, and there was like $140 in there. So I pulled out the ID and drove to the person's house. It was like, I don't know, 4 blocks away from my house. Drove to the person's house, went to their door, knocked. They opened up the door. I said, I think you dropped your wallet. They grabbed the wallet from my hand and closed the fucking door. Not a thank you.
Are you serious?
No. Yes.
Wow.
If I could go back, I would have taken the money out of the wallet, put it in my pocket, taken their ID and shredded it. So fuck it. You got to go get a new one, you prick. Here's your wallet. And it would be completely empty.
But you would have given them their wallet back empty?
Completely empty. Nothing in it.
I would have shredded their wallet, shredded their ID, put it back in their wallet, shredded, and then given it back to them.
Asshole. People are fucking assholes.
That's crazy that you think like that. Why? Like, because you did something good. And because you didn't get praise and like a pat on the head, they're the assholes.
The only reason I took that wallet back is because I was expecting him to give me the cash as a reward.
Wow. That's even funnier because I think it's probably true.
If he was any kind of person, he would have doubled it. He would have taken me to an ATM and given me twice the money. At least reimburse me for the fucking gas to drive over there to give him back his fucking wallet.
Oh God. So that leads me to the question. Do you believe that there is such thing as somebody doing something like altruism, true altruism, somebody doing something because it's the right thing to do?
Yes. Yes, I did it. I did that. I did that when I took that wallet back.
No.
Yes, I did.
You did it because you wanted a reward.
If I wanted the reward, so you want to take the fucking punchline and use it against me, that's fine. If I wanted the reward, I would have just taken the reward. I would have just taken his wallet and threw it back on the ground and said, fuck, man, shit, sorry. I don't know what to tell you.
But that's not a reward.
You should have got one of them chains on your wallet. It's like all the other cool kids.
That's not a reward. That's a reward.
It's not. If you find a piece of leather on the ground and you open it up and it's got a couple $100 or $100 in it, tell me that's not a fucking reward.
Yeah, that's true. I found a wallet one time and there was only $7 in it. So I've never experienced that, I guess.
So what'd you do with it?
We were at the Mall of America.
It was your son's wallet, wasn't it?
No. We were at the Mall of America. This was when I was way younger. I actually took it to the fucking Lost and Found and I gave it to the guy at the Lost and Found. And thinking back, I could almost tell by the way it was like a kid behind the counter, the way he was looking at me. He's like, thanks for the $7, dude. Like, you're a fucking idiot. Why didn't you just keep the money, stupid?
That reminds me of when I used to work at the Mall of America. So there was this kid that came up to me. That was a joke.
Took me a second.
Yeah. Appreciate that.
I was like, you worked at fucking Mall of America? What the fuck is going on here?
Fuck. All right. Are we done?
No. I mean, we can be, but I wanted to tell everybody one more time to share our shit. If you like our show, share it on all your social media. Share it with your friends. Share it with your mom. Share it with your dad. Your fucking pastor of your church. Whatever. I don't give a fuck. Share it with somebody. Tell people about it. We need word of mouth advertising. Yeah. What the fuck are you doing over there?
Nothing. Nothing to see here. I don't want to peel back the curtain, but my studio isn't really a studio.
I think people know.
All right.
I know that you guys are young and you're on the internet. And while you're on the internet, share our fucking shit.
All right. You said it.
I'm saying it again.
Okay. We're going to go over broadcasting 101.
Go ahead. I'm waiting.
First off, never make that noise again.
Are we bringing on a special guest to help us with that?
Number two, do your call to action and then move on. Don't dwell on it because then it sounds like you're begging.
Okay, I am begging. Please.
Please. Please share it, you fag. So I don't give a fuck if you share it. I would rather everybody that listens to this, go to patreon.com/who's right and that.
Sorry. I snorted a little bit.
All right. All right.
Was that it?
We still got to go do our Patreon episode.
Okay.
All right. So, well, you're making this awkward. Bye.
Bye.
Labia hanging out. All right. Splash. So you see you later. No.